From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. When Google bought connected home company Nest in 2014 for $3.2 billion, the message from famed iPod designer and Nest head Tony Fadell was this.
At the end of the day, Nest will remain Nest. We will have the Nest brand. We will have our sales. We will have our marketing forces. We will have our product teams.
2 years and many months later, Fadell is gone. Stories about mismanagement are well documented. And this week, we have learned that many of Nest's engineers will be subsumed into Alphabet's division for Google Home, the company's connected home product. We've got senior tech correspondent Molly Wood on the line. Molly, what does this mean for Nest?
What it means for Nest is that it will probably gradually be a little bit more integrated into Google and Alphabet as a whole over time.
Uh-huh.
But I think what's even more significant is that it means that Google and Alphabet are trying to take advantage of this sort of in-house knowledge, and particularly some of the partnerships with third-party companies that Nest has managed to build, so that they can put out a Google Home product that's a little more complete.
I guess we're seeing the very slow path to an actual acqui-hire here, but what does Nest's failure tell us about the larger tech company's strategy on buying companies and letting them stand alone, or not in this case?
Yeah, I mean, I think it tells you that the purchased company only gets to stand alone if it produces.
If it stands alone.
And is successful. Right. If it stands alone. And so I think what we're seeing is, you know, a smart way to reuse resources at a company that did not perform as expected.
Does all of this mean that Google might move even further away from hardware?
Google seems very committed to building out this Google Home device, the very specific sort of Amazon Echo competitor. But that doesn't mean they're going to have a whole suite of hardware. In fact, they are known for building what they like to call sort of a reference design product, a piece of hardware that they think represents all the possibilities of their software. So for Android, that's the Nexus devices. For Google Home, it will probably be the combined software efforts of Google itself, any third-party partners they bring on board, and then these Nest engineers. So what they really want Google, that what remains of the Google company, to become is kind of this body for creating software ecosystems that could be used by anybody else, any other hardware.
Marketplace's senior tech correspondent Molly Wood. Molly, thanks a lot.
My pleasure, Ben.
From the connected home to the connected body, Samsung announced a new smartwatch this week, the Gear S3. The third version of the company's flagship smartwatch is updated in many ways. The most important one may be that there's a version called the S3 Frontier LTE, meaning it connects to high-speed mobile networks without a phone. Just think, Skyping from your watch to grandma with no glitches, or to your boss. Great. Right now, a group of brand new startups are in the home stretch of a 3-month program preparing for a big demo day on September 7th. The program is part of an accelerator called Startup 52. Startup 52 has a very specific mission: to help educate, support, and eventually fund companies that aren't run by white males. We headed to Brooklyn recently to visit Startup 52, which has been borrowing offices at Long Island University, and we talked to the accelerator's founder, Chike Ukebu, about his organization's raison d'etre.
Part of the reason why Startup 52 was created was to create more access to resources and capital for entrepreneurs from untapped or underrepresented communities in tech. That process has not been easy at all.
It's tricky, right? Because there's like, people would call them pipeline issues.
Well, I think the pipeline is there. People just
need to
either don't know how to find it, or, you know how to find it but refuse to find it. That creates an opportunity for us. The fact that we pretty much have an accelerator that gives no money with 18 companies, you know, says a lot, right? It means that there are people who are hungry, who are excited about what they're doing, but need a whole lot more access. And that's what we're trying to create.
You guys are self-funded for the time being?
Yeah. So
what does that mean? How does that work?
It means having no money. So
perfect.
We're currently trying to raise a fund. Hasn't been easy, especially being a first-time fund manager, being a person of color, and of course, having an investment thesis that's centered around diversity. Those are almost three strikes.
Why scale. The last one?
A lot of people that I've spoken to don't think diversity is tangible enough. For me, I think that's a smokescreen for either what some others refer to as unconscious bias. That, two, you know, people just don't understand the market. And three, a lot of people think it's when you talk about diversity, it's more of a charitable cause as opposed to being profitable.
These are just some of the challenges that Startup 52 is up against. Barika Edwards is founder of Oya, a startup that tries to connect military members and their spouses with jobs in the tech sector. She says the accelerator has been helping.
The first week we start meeting with angels and VCs, and we're able to create a relationship long term.
Uh-huh.
Because that is one of the most biggest challenges, the fact that we just don't have the access. We don't have that opportunity to have a longer dialogue.
Oya is looking for $500,000 for the first year of operations. Maybe some VCs will show up with their checkbooks next week at Demo Day. Chike says there's also the ripple effect.
If you can go back and say, look, you know, they've raised money, there's interest, they're growing, look at the traction they've achieved, Then it makes it a little bit easier to say there's some leg to this for some of those who don't believe diversity is tangible enough.
Chike Ukebu, founder of Startup 52, which is focused on helping new companies with diverse founders get funded. And crowdsourcing ideas are cool. Crowdsourcing names on the internet is dicey. So good luck, Philadelphia Zoo, with the public naming contest of your new baby gorilla. Remember what happened with the British research boat, a.k.a. Bodie McBoatface? Welcome to Planet Earth, Gorilla McGorillaface. Good luck out here. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.